once you get more complexity, when you have businesses you own, real estate, so we have to pay a CPA to prepare those. A lot of different entities, a lot of different moving parts, different businesses. And I'm sure no online software at this point could really handle that. So a CPA is required.
If you have over $200,000 sitting stagnant in your bank, retirement account, or home equity, then you're literally losing money. On this show, you learn how to get that money working for you consistently and conservatively. Learn to grow your nest egg with your host, Sean Winslow. Let's dive in.
Welcome back to Finance Fridays. I'm your host, Sean Winslow, and this is the Multifamily Money Podcast. What's going on, everybody? You know the drill. Coming at you every Friday with all things personal finance, because after all, it's not what you make, but what you keep. And just to get right into it today, is going to be a quick one. It's a question that I often get this time of year from friends, family, you guys reaching out about doing taxes, right? Because that's a big one, right? That's usually our biggest expense in life is taxes. Depending on how much you make, you can be taxed close to 50% of your income, right? Unless you're using the strategies that I hope you learn from here to help lessen that burden. And after all, this is following tax law, right? They give us a guidebook and we have to follow it to the best of our ability. So everything we say is legal. 100%. You just have to know what strategies to use that they lay out in front of you. By they, I mean the IRS. So what should you use? Should you use something online like a TurboTax, or should you be using an accountant, a CPA? It's a very valid question, right? One's cheaper, but you have to do on your own. The other is can be quite costly, but someone else is doing the work for you. So what is the correct answer? And I don't think there is one correct answer. And I know you're going to love that answer. The classic old, it depends, but it really does, right? I now currently have a CPA for all my businesses, all my real estate holdings, personal tax. But before I built these businesses, before I started acquiring a lot of real estate, I did not. I used good old TurboTax. Back in my finance career, when I had a W-2, I was using TurboTax, and this is by no means a sponsored ad for TurboTax, or nor am I endorsing them for what I use them for. It got the job done. And I even got a Groupon. Haven't thought about that word or that business in a while. Do people still use Groupons? Anyways, got a Groupon, something like 30 or 50 bucks for 5 years per year you had to pay, right? So I got a really good deal to use TurboTax, and it was like their premium version. But back then, all I had was a W-2. So I had W-2 income. I had a 401k. I had an IRA. I had a brokerage account. It was pretty straightforward, right? You collect all your tax documents at the end of the year, go on to TurboTax, and it walks you through it. And it was really user-friendly, really intuitive. And I'm sure now with AI and just them, you know, perfecting their software, I'm sure it's even better. So if that's you, if that's your current situation, it would make more sense to use an online software. It's cheaper. Yes, it's going to take you time doing it, but if you don't have a complicated portfolio, you don't have a complicated tax return, it's very quick. Depending on how organized you are, it shouldn't take you much more than an hour to do, and you're going to save a lot of money. I looked it up, and accountants, CPAs can range anywhere from $37 on average to, you know, over 400. And I can attest to that higher level. They really do cost upwards of that amount. However, on the lower end of that, it's obviously you get what you pay for, right? Just like anything. If I'm don't want to do it myself and I'm going to hire a CPA and I'm looking to do it on the cheaper end, that $37 an hour range, no, I would go ahead and just do TurboTax or some online software. Yeah, it's going to take you some time, but there's no sense of trying to save some money. You know, you get what you pay for. So let's just run through some pros and cons, obviously. So pros of using either or. So for TurboTax or similar online software, you know, simple user interface for people of all skill levels, low cost, fixed price options. If you look at it, there's free options. Yeah, there might be a filing fee, but there's free options. And as you get more complicated, oftentimes you have to get bumped up, upgraded, right? You know, that can be 59 and up per state, 89 and up per state, 119 up, depending on your tax profile, your tax return. So that is an option. Different versions are customized based on your needs, which is great. It's not just one fits all. It's a guided process I had mentioned. It takes you through it, and then it automatically pulls entries from financial institutions, which is super helpful. It just log even your W-2, it just pulls it, right? It's really, really easy. Now, CPA, their license require rigorous education and testing. adjustable pricing based on the complexity of your returns, handles completion of all forms, represents you in case of an IRS audit, which hopefully you never have to do, but in case you do, they're there. Available to discuss tax strategies throughout the year, which can be important as you get more complex and you want to strategize throughout the year. Now, cons of either or, you know, TurboTax, time consuming, prepare tax yourself, which I would argue depends on how complex of a tax return, is really not that time consuming. Have to decide which version suits your situation best, may not understand all forms, may miss deductions and credits, and no personal relationship with experts. Now, CPA prices vary widely by complexity, location, and company. Have to explain finances and reasons for actions. Not all CPAs specialize, match your needs, which is very true. Other clients' needs may take precedence over yours. So these are both pros and cons. Now, like I said, it really depends on your situation. Once you get more complexity, when you have businesses you own, real estate, like for us, we have to prepare K-1s for our investors. That shows their gain or loss from their ownership in said entity. So we have to pay a CPA to prepare those. And we have a lot of different entities, a lot of different moving parts, different businesses. I cannot do this myself. And I'm sure no online software could, at this point, could really handle that. So a CPA is required. And we pay for quality. That's what we do. So at the end of the day, it honestly comes down to your situation. It really does. How complex is your situation? How many moving parts are there? Would it really benefit you to pay for someone to take care of this for you? What is the value of your time? If you value your time at $1,000+ an hour, even $500+ an hour, then yeah, you probably shouldn't be doing your own taxes. But if it's super simple, I would highly look at doing it yourself online. If you're really viewing yourself at $1,000+ an hour, you probably do have more of a complex tax strategy. You've probably made some investments. You have a business. If not a business, at least you've invested in some or invested in some real estate that makes it a little more complex, especially once you get into K-1s, cost segs. It really just adds complexity that I wouldn't be comfortable, at least not this time, with a piece of software. And again, the point I was made earlier, one of the pros and cons, is that even within the whole accountants CPA world, if you are to go that route, they tend to specialize in different things. There's going to be someone that's really good at businesses, and even to niche down into that, they're going to be better at certain businesses than others. You know, there might be one that is really good with transportation companies, another one that's really good with manufacturers, another one that's really good with high net worth individuals like doctors, attorneys. And then there's some that are really good with real estate. And then there's others that aren't good at those things, right? Not everyone, blows my mind how some attorneys and CPAs don't even really understand cost seg and bonus depreciation. They really don't even know it exists or think it's real, but it is, right? So if you're going to go that route of a CPA and accountant, do your homework, ask for reviews, interview them, really feel out, are they appropriate for your tax return, for your world, right? Make sure if you're a real estate investor, make sure this person really understands real estate. You should be really looking for one that's their niche, right? That the majority of their clients, if not all, are real estate investors. It makes a big difference, you know, and that's their main focus. That's what they study. That's what they look into. It really does make a difference, and it's going to help you pay less taxes, obviously legally, right? Because they're going to know the loopholes and the strategies that you can use to pay less. So just to recap, it comes down to complexity. If you have a straightforward tax return, W-2 income, some investment accounts, retirement accounts, it's pretty straightforward. Maybe you own a house, pretty straightforward. I would use an online software, save you a bunch of money. If it's more complex, you have ownership in a lot of different LLCs, whether that be real estate, business, what have you, right? It gets more complex. There's more moving parts. You might even need a bookkeeper. If that's the case, I would look into accountant CPA, and I would go, you don't have to go to the top and pay that $400+ an hour, but I wouldn't be at that bottom range of 37. I would be in the middle to, you know, a little above the middle, right? Get a quality person who focuses, whose niche is what you do. That'll give you the best outcome. So guys, as always, easy doesn't pay well, and instant gratification is self-destructive. So not only get out there and work hard for your money, but have it work hard for you so we can all create the lives of our dreams. Because at the end of the day, personal excellence makes this world a better place. All right, buddy. I'll catch you on the next one.
Hey, this is Sean Winslow. After being in the financial services industry for years and having candid conversations with good people just like you, I realized that so many of us are wanting an investment strategy that provides solid returns and consistent income without the bumps in the road. There's little known secret that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. There is investment out there that is less volatile and the returns are stronger. Get more details by going to greenbriercg.com and clicking on the free e-report. And by the way, if this show has provided you any value, then feel free to leave an honest written review and, of course, share it with a friend who needs it. See you next week for another great show.